I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela's disputed presidential election has led to demonstrations opposition leaders called foul after incumbent President Nicolas Maduro was declared the winner. The European Union, the United States, and other Latin American nations are calling for election rules to be published. Anabel Torrealba with Transworld Radio says tensions are still high.
The office, our partner office in Venezuela, was closed for 4 days because it was impossible to go anywhere there.
TWR's partner in Venezuela broadcasts programs that share the gospel of Christ. Join in praying that God's word will reach government leaders and change their hearts. And finally, pray for continued resilience for the TWR team.
Pray for strength for them to continue to doing what they are doing with joy and knowing that God will give them the reward.
And mystery surrounds the whereabouts of 11 Christian men in Vietnam.
The believers should have been released from prison by now, as their sentences have expired. They should be at home, but they're not.
Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says 6 Protestant believers and 5 Catholics all began their prison terms at different times between 2011 and 2016.
Can you imagine the families, their community, their friends, not knowing where they are? Are they alive? Have they been killed? We continue to pray that they'll be soon reunited with their families. But right now, it's a total mystery.
All of the missing Christians belong to unregistered churches, and most were charged with undermining national unity. Pray for the safe return of all 11 missing Christians and ask God to surround family members with His peace and comfort. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional called Get Hope. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.